So who does the financial decision making in your household? Who's supposed to do it? Some people say, well, the man should do it. And other people say, women are much smarter, they should do it. The truth is, both of you should do it. Both of you should do the financial decision making. Both of you have to. The one with the natural gift for details can prepare the budget, but the decision making should be done by both of you. Now, typically, not only do opposites attract in the sense of men and women are different, but opposites attract in other things too. One of you is late for everything, and the other one is on time. Have to be on time for everything. You have to be early for everything. One of you was up at 6 o'clock in the morning going, we have to get over there. We want to get a good seat. We have to get over there. I want to get a good parking place. Did you see the parking? Oh, I've got to get a good seat. And the other one's going, look, they're not going to really say anything important for the first hour anyway. You know? It's that way at our house. I have to be on time for everything. I'm like the nerd of the family, right? My wife, it doesn't matter. She'll get there sometime. It's okay. And, you know, when our kids were little, we lose our religion getting ready for church. I'm like, by the time we get there, Jesus is going to be gone. And one Sunday, she used this line that Steve and Annie Chapman, friends of ours that do ministry to the family, use. Steve's got a great sense of humor. And she used it on me. She said, This Sunday, why don't we trade places? You get the kids ready, and I'll go out in the driveway and honk the horn. Opposites attract. One of you's in here burning up right now, and the other one's freezing to death. You ever have those thermostat wars at your house? It's not cold. Yes, it is. It's not cold. Yes, it is. And back and forth. I threatened to get one of those locking glass things over it like you have at the office, you know? Just keep your hands off of it. The concept of a thermostat is it adjusts itself, you know? And now it's, I'm hot, now I'm cold. And we're back and forth, opposite the track. One of you is a spender, one of you is a saver. And that's a good thing. You need each other. You spenders need a saver in your life so you don't retire and have to buy that cookbook, 72 Ways to Prepare Alpo and Love It. You savers need a spender in your life so you have a life. And typically what happens is the nerd, the one that is very organized, you know, the detail person, the underwear drawer is folded, must be on time, everything has a place, really enjoys for the bills to be paid on time, late, oh, don't give me a late charge, How many of you are like me? I'm a nerd at my house, or if you're the nerd at your house, raise your hand. Come on, be proud, nerds, come on. You know, nerds are very precise, they're having to think about this for a moment. Maybe I am a nerd and I wouldn't want to have a problem with my integrity, I'll have to think this through, you know. But the, you know, nerds are very, very precise people, right? We have to have things the way they're supposed to be. That's the way it's supposed to be. And I want my shirt tail to be tucked in just right. I looked in the mirror before I came out here. It's not perfect and it's bothering me. You know, that's the way it is with nerds, right? That's how you do things. So the nerd likes doing the budget. It gives them this sense of power, this sense of control. Some nerds are real big time control freaks, but all nerds are at least a little bit a control freak. You know what I'm saying? And we're actually going to introduce some folks to you. We're going to introduce the nerd. We've arranged to have a nerd visit with us tonight, and a free spirit too, for that matter. But first, let me introduce you to our nerd for the evening. Dan is our nerd for the evening. Come out, Dan. That's funny. Ha ha. My team thinks that we need to dress the nerd like me. That's cute, guys. That's very cute, guys. I really like that. Now that, thank you. Thank you very much. All right. And the free spirit is the one that they don't feel cared for. We nerds think we're caring for everyone. The free spirit instead feels controlled. They feel told what to do. The free spirit is like, how many of you in here are free spirits? Raise your hand. Yeah, see, they always start a wave. Woohoo! You know. They didn't hesitate. Yeah, baby, we're free spirit. Yeah, when's the break? Give me some refreshments. I'm a free spirit. You know, I'm sure glad this thing's funny. I was afraid it was going to be boring. You know, this is the free spirit, right? And the free spirit, they're mature. They're adults too. They just believe in having a thing called a life. They don't really get a high out of 3-generation spreadsheets. They don't understand. You know. They don't want to click the third tab over, and they don't want to spend hours and hours and hours looking at the details. They want to vote. They want to be part of the program. But Susan is going to be our free spirit for the evening. Come out, Susan. Y'all give Susan a big round of applause. So So what happens is the nerd and the free spirit get married, but they don't really become one, do they? No. Instead, we start this fight thing. Because the first thing that will happen is the nerd goes, oh no, I've married one of those. And what do? You know, we go up on the mountain and we talk to God about the budget. And we come down from the mountain having prepared the budget on a stone tablet. A little bit of a sunburn, like Charlton Heston. And you know, we come out and we come to the free spirit and the rest of the family say, family, I've been talking to God and this is our budget. This is what we nerds do, isn't it? And the free spirit goes, yeah, I'll look at that when I get back from Home Depot or Victoria's Secret. I'm going to the mall to bust your budget. And the nerd goes, oh, no, no. And we nerds, if we're not careful, we're like running around with a pooper scooper all the time trying to clean up your all's messes. And the free spirit's going, you are a freak, you know. Get away from me, you Fruit Loop, you know. And this fight, this constant tension, some marriages go through this. This is real world, isn't it? Say yes. Some marriages go through this for decades and don't even realize there's all this tension in the air. They kind of just tolerate it, or they go to their corners and go, okay, you pay your bills and I'll pay my bills. We're not really married. We're just going to have a joint venture. And the nerd's like, you're too irresponsible. And the free spirit's like, you're too controlling. And we're just all this clash of the titans going on. And it doesn't make for a high quality marriage. As a matter of fact, we just said this, it's the number one cause of divorce. As opposites attract, and men and women are different anyway. When you put all of that in the soup with money, it makes a mess. But we figured out a way to solve it. It's called the budget committee meeting. It's your only hope for learning how to communicate. So here's what we're going to do. Those of you that are like me, and Dan, we're the nerds. Raise your hand, nerds. Okay. See, the nerds are like very precise. Right? So nerds, raise your hand again one more time. Good. All right, nerds. Here's what I want you to do. I want you to do a budget. In the super saving lesson, when we said go home and do the quickie budget, you almost had it done before you got out of the parking lot. And you've already read 3 or 4 chapters ahead, and you know what I'm going to be saying next because you'd rather skip over the jokes and get to the point. Okay? And you're already filling out the evaluation in the back, you know? And you were told not to already, you know, but you can't help yourself. That kind of a thing, right? That's the nerd. So go ahead and prepare the budget, because if we wait on the free spirits, it's not going to happen. Let's not kid ourselves, okay? So prepare the budget, and we're going to teach you in the budgeting lesson how to do that. But the basics of budgeting is you spend every dollar on paper before the month begins. Every dollar has a name before the month begins. You prepare the budget. Now, then we call the budget committee meeting. Let's cover the rules for the budget committee meeting for the nerds first. Nerd, I want you to take the budget that you prepared, and I want you to set it on the table, slide it over to the free spirit, and shut up. That is rule number one. Shut up. The free spirits hear them. They are sick and tired of your preaching. They are sick of hearing. Yeah, you got it. They're sick and tired of hearing Dave Ramsey say it. They're sick and tired of every mistake they ever made since 1962. You know? They don't want to hear any more of your theories. Shut up. It's on the paper. Slide it over. You've got a whole lot of opinions. They're right there on the paper. Let the free spirit look at it. Rule number two, nerds, is this is a meeting. It is not a weekend-long budget summit. When you are dealing with a free spirit, you have a 17-minute window. After that, they came to the Financial Peace University thing. Their body may stay, but their spirit will leave. They're not going to hang out with you. Their eyes start to cross. They're not getting this. It's not fun for them. They don't enjoy this process. They're only there to have a vote. They're going to have their vote, and they're going to leave the voting booth. That's it. That's the whole deal from them. Now listen very, very carefully to me. If you are a nerd, there is one last rule, nerds. Listen very, very carefully. You must insist that the free spirit change some things in your budget. And the nerds are going, no! We don't want to change anything. It's right. If we change it, it will be wrong. I did it. It's right. We can't change it. Listen, nerds, we're tricking them to get them involved. All right, free spirits, raise your hand. All right, did I take up for you? Say yes. All right, so listen up, Free Spirits. You have a couple of rules for the budget committee meeting too. Rule number one, Free Spirits, you must come to the meeting. Rule number two, you must bring your brain. You have to give adult, mature input in the meeting. I want one isn't covered under that heading. You look at the budget and you go, honey, I think $1,800 might be a little high for green fees when we have $14 for food. And you make an adjustment there, like switching those two numbers. But you can't just go, I want more money for clothes. Okay, we're going to raise clothing by $200. That's fine, honey. Where's the $200 going to come from? I don't care. Who are you, the government? It has to come from somewhere, right? If we're going to raise a category by 200, we have to lower some others by the same amount. That's how this works. It balances. It's a neat concept. Okay? So adult-like input says you change some things around by raising a few and lowering some others by that same amount so that we still end up with a zero. And rule number three, Free Spirits, if you will work with your nerds on this, you will have the best quality relationship of any marriage you know. You will run into people everywhere who are in awe of the communication level in your marriage. It will totally transform how you communicate. It will bring a level of unity, a level of oneness to everything that you're doing, and then you'll start to win financially. It's worth it. But Free Spirits, there's a phrase that you have been saying. This is your last rule. You can never again say this phrase. And you use it all the time. We know you do, especially we nerds know it. Sometimes you say things like, whatever you want to do, honey. Wrong cop-out breath. You have to get in the game and place your vote. You both have a vote. We come into agreement. That's called unity. Both place their vote. No, just,
you're smarter than me. You take care of it. I'm going to go over here and mess up your plan, though.
And that's what Free Spirits do too often. No, you've got to place your vote. And then when the budget is done, we pinky swear and we spit shake. And this is a lock, baby. We don't do anything except what's on the budget. That is a promise. That's a contract. And if we're going to do something different than what's on that budget, we have to come back and have an emergency budget committee meeting. Got it, Free Spirits? Say yes.
Yes.
All right. Give Dan and Susan, our Free Spirits and our nerds, a hand. They're now working together. When it comes to singles and money, time poverty and fatigue can lead to poor money management. Beware when you're single of impulse buying due to stress or the I owe it to myself syndrome, sometimes known as a pity party.
I deserve a break today. I'm pitiful and I'm going to spend money I don't have. And I just feel bad and I'm just going to go spend some money. I'll feel better if I spend some money.
And all these kinds of things. Be very, 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 very careful of that. 55% of the single moms in the U.S. are qualified as poor in America today. 55% of them, according to the Department of Commerce. And, you know, we work with a lot of single moms across the country, and I'll never forget sitting in a small group session after we taught in a financial peace university with a single mom. And she said, Dave, I was doing this stuff so good. I had my budget down. It was Thursday night. Everything was balanced. I'm working two jobs to get this done. I'm so tired, but we were getting there. I was starting to feel like I had discipline and had control. For the first time in my life, I really had a sense of hope. And she said, I got up on Friday morning. We got the kids all dressed to take them to the daycare, load them in the car. We're going down the road. Cloudburst, big time thunderstorm. About that time I hear boom, 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 my tire's flat. So she gets out on the side of the road. The kids are in the car. People are driving by, splash, 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 while she changes the tire. So she's late getting them to the daycare. Then she's late and wet getting into work. She comes into work. Her boss chews her out because she's late for work. And so she has to work over because she's late to make up the time and be able to keep the job. And, of course, if you're late for the daycare, they charge you $62 a minute if you come in late for the daycare. So she comes in late for the daycare. They cha-ching, 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 picks up the kids. She has had the worst day of her life, right? She gets in the car. She's driving home. She's just completely worn out. She said, Dave, I had nothing left in my emotional gas tank. And she said, the kids are in the back going, McDonald's, McDonald's, McDonald's. And she said, before I knew it, I went through and I pulled $20 out of the anytime teller that wasn't in there because my budget was balanced. I had already spent the money and paid the bills. And we went over to McDonald's and got a couple of Happy Meals and we went home because I just didn't have the energy to cook. I bounced five checks. The Happy Meals cost me $157. So you don't deserve that kind of a break today. You got to kind of take a deep breath when the kids are doing that and go, shut up, peanut butter breath. We are going home. And go slap some peanut butter on the bread and do it another day. And I got to tell you, I know it's tough. I know those budgets are tough. We've looked at them for years. It's hard. But I can tell you, you don't deserve that kind of break today. You have to be very careful. It's moments like that that make or break you, when you have to be strong. And folks that are single and have never been married or don't have kids, you got to be careful. A lot of singles I talk about, particularly young singles, talk about what they call loneliness spending. Dave, I'd rather eat at a restaurant, even if I'm not eating with anybody, at least there's people around, than sit in an apartment by myself again. I just can't do it. I just want to be around humans. And they go out and the gang is going out. Even if they don't want to go out with the gang, they go out with the gang just to be hanging out with some people, just to have the touch and the interaction. And every time they do that, they spend money. Be careful with that. A written plan gives the single person empowerment, self-accountability, and control. If you're in here and you're single, or you're helping somebody that's single, circle that one right there. Put stars all the way around it. That is worth you attending tonight if you're single. It's that simple. The written plan gives the single person empowerment, self-accountability, and control. How do you prevent mistakes, and how do you put in place the right kind of decisions when you're single? Well, you develop an accountability relationship. Someone to discuss your purchases with. Someone to discuss your budget with. Now, who do you use for an accountability partner? You don't use your shopping buddy. Oh, get three. That's not what we're talking about. An accountability partner is someone who's willing to hurt your feelings for your own good. No, stupid, you don't need a new car. It's a flat tire. Buy a hubcap. Shut up. Now, your accountability partner could be your dad, your mom. It could be somebody that you work with. It could be an uncle. It could be your grandmother. It could be your pastor. It can be a friend. But whoever it is needs to be somebody that has old-fashioned values when it comes to money. And they're going to look at you in love and say, you're being stupid. Don't do that. Hey, even the Lone Ranger had Tonto. Okay? We got to have somebody to knock this stuff off of to be able to get in our face when it's time and do that. Now, those of us that are married, we know when we get home, we've got immediate accountability. You bought what? That just goes with the territory. But, and I'm not saying when you're single that somehow you're incomplete. That's not my point. My point is, though, that two heads are better than one. And if you'll reach outside, find that special someone in your life that will get in your face on financial issues or any other issues, spiritual issues, it will cause you to grow and cause you to be able to win. Accountability is an absolute necessity.